Welcome back here to Audubon, Iowa, which is Jones Field. The Wheelers pick up the win here tonight over East Mills, and now with Audubon head coach Sean Burks. Coach, first off, congratulations. Good to get a week here, or a win here in week zero.
Yeah, you know, with the way the playoff structure is set up, every game matters. So you dig yourself a 0-1 hole. You got to dig out of it all season, and we figured that out last year. We started out 1-2, almost clawed our way back to the playoffs and came up short. So we had that experience for us, so we knew getting off to a hot start would help, and we also knew it was going to be a little rough early in the year. Just we put a lot of new stuff in over the offseason. Week zero is a little early, so I was really proud of the way the guys responded. We cleaned some stuff up on the fly and then got gathered us at halftime, made some more adjustments, and guys played really well second half, but even the last three quarters they played really, really well.
Well, you guys got tested there early with Schaefer going to the air, big play right away early in the game, and of course Dyson's a great receiver too, so that really tested your guys back there in the secondary.
Yeah, those are good athletes. We knew they were going to make plays. It's so hard to get game prep for week zero. We don't have anybody on our scout team that looks like either of those guys or moves like either of those guys or has the experience of any of those guys. So it's hard to emulate. So that, you know, kind of the first quarter was kind of getting reactions, kind of figuring out where our zones are going to be, where we're man at, who's responsibility where, all that stuff. So those guys are good. They're going to make plays all year against quality teams. Luckily, we were able to, you know, step up and start making some plays to keep them out of the end zone after, you know, some big plays early.
Well, you told me in the pregame interview that you guys were going to need to make some adjustments on the fly. That's how it goes early in the season, and you certainly did that. I saw you kind of change things up a little defensively there in the second half, going to the two guys standing up on the ends, get a little bit more pressure in there on Schaefer, and it just mixed it up a little bit to get your defense going a little better.
Yeah, anytime we can get pressure with two guys, get an extra set of eyes on the quarterback and receivers, it's going to help us. You run that risk of being a little more vulnerable to the run, but when you get a lead and they're a little more pass first, you're able to get to that. So the offense really helped the defense in that aspect. Get a lead, force them to start chucking it almost every play, and then we can kind of pin our ears back, pass rush up front, and we can drop a few more guys into coverage on the defensive side, on the backfield.
Well, your run game was really good, consistent all night long, I thought, especially Skylar Schultes there in the second half. Once he got going, he was ripping off some pretty big runs. You also mentioned you wanted to get some other guys involved, and I thought you saw that at times throughout the game.
Yeah, I don't have the stats in front of me to see how we broke it down. I'm sure Skylar carried it more than I still would have liked. With a 10-game brutal schedule, we're going to have to find a way to mix up carries a little bit. But just the way the game plan was this week from what we saw in film, we knew we were going to have to run our quarterback a lot this week. It just wasn't there to run the running back the way they ran their sets. So we tried some jet sweep action to get some other guys' touches, some different looks. We also ran Gavin Smith a little bit at quarterback. So it's nice to have some depth there as well. But, you know, Skylar's dynamic. We need to we lean on him as much as we can, but hopefully we don't lean on him too much because we need him all year.
Yeah, and a big one coming up for you next week as you go on the road to take on Remsen St. Mary's, always a good opponent.
Yeah, they didn't graduate a single kid. You know, they're coming off a baseball state tournament. All-state pitchers, your quarterback, just a phenomenal athlete. You know, they're gonna have athletes all over the field. We saw them early last year when they were replacing a bunch of guys from a dome team. Those guys got better and better as the year went. You know, they end up getting to 6 wins and had some quality wins in a really tough district, and they bring everybody back. So on the road, it's a long trip to play a really good team. We're gonna have to play really, really well.
Well, congrats on a nice win here tonight, Coach, and good luck to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys coming up.
All right. That's Audubon head coach Sean Burks. Back in a couple minutes here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite contractor for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or any flat roof, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 712-243-2981. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut services any make or model, residential or commercial. They sell American Standard and Armstrong units. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut, 24-hour service, no overtime rates. 784-HEAT, that's 784-4328. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure and ask about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan.
Welcome back. High school football coverage here on KJN. Audubon been picking up the season opening win over East Mills and now being joined here by Ethan Clucky. Ethan, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you. It was definitely a big one to go out and get tonight. First one's always big, and especially with less time to prepare, it was going to be a tough one to get to work out the kinks in the beginning, but we definitely got through and played some good football.
Well, one of the things Coach Burks talked to me about in the pregame was he knew this season that he's going to need to get some other guys involved in the run game other than Skylar Schultes, and obviously you're going to be a big part of that. You saw some flashes of being able to do that here tonight. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, it feels good to get the ball in the backfield and run and do something with it. Definitely, Skylar can't take it all on his shoulders because he's going to get beat up if we do that to him. And Gavin Smith stepping in also sometimes at quarterback and taking some of that spot. But, yeah, the line does a great job, so we can run it with two guys sometimes, maybe even out of the slot, Joel and Braden, and other wide receivers are able to come in and run stuff out of a jet motion type play. So that was definitely a big thing to share the ball around so we don't get two guys carrying the ball and they can key on it.
You had that nice touchdown catch in the first half, run down the seam route in the middle. I saw you put your hand up right away. You knew you were wide open, and then did a little nifty run down the sideline to get in there. Talk a little bit about that play.
Yeah, I definitely knew that wasn't like especially a designed route, especially with running zones. You just got to kind of find the gap, and my quarterbacks see me always. They trust me to catch the ball, and they find me. So I just had to catch the ball and make a play out of it. I just had to make one guy miss, and I could trust my other wide receivers to pick up blocks out there, and they did that. Jackson Jensen picked up a block on the outside that allowed me to get into the touchdown.
Well, I know you guys have probably set some pretty lofty goals for yourself and feel pretty comfortable with the guys you have coming back here this year. What have you guys talked about what you want to accomplish?
Definitely. The goals are always going to be big in Audubon. You don't want to achieve anything. Obviously, a state championship is always a goal because that's what everybody wants. But definitely got to go out and achieve big things. And we can't get in the, we've kind of been in a playoff lull, losing late playoff games the past 7 years. So we kind of got to push through that, find postseason, and take some leaders into that and push through and make it to the Dome and even maybe a state title.
Well, congratulations on the win here tonight. Good luck to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ethan Klucke. We'll take another break. Be back with more here on KJN.